ABC News.
Rachel Hayter with the top stories. The challenges facing Australia's live music industry will be examined by a new federal parliamentary inquiry. It follows Splendour in the Grass announcing yesterday it will cancel its 2024 festival in Byron Bay, revealing ticket sales are not as high as they need to be to cover rising costs. It sparked further concerns for the future of the live music industry and calls for the federal government to provide funding relief. The inquiry will look at the sustainability of the industry, musician career pathways, and audience behaviour. The Northern Territory Chief Minister says the call for a youth curfew in Alice Springs is the result of a culmination of recent incidents involving young people. The government announced the two-week 6pm to 6am curfew for everyone under the age of 18 yesterday, after severe violence in the town's CBD this week. And the National Anti-Corruption Commission has landed its first blow, with a former employee of the Western Sydney Airport charged with allegedly asking for a $200,000 bribe. The Australian Federal Police arrested the former employee yesterday, alleging they solicited the bribe while negotiating a $5 million contract for services at the airport, which is still under construction. They've been bailed and will appear before Sydney's Downing Centre local court on the 18th of April. ABC News.